everybody, it's me, Elle, from My Coffee Companion and Elle's Help. I hope you guys are going to enjoy this episode. Make sure to rate us, give us a positive comment, and make sure to subscribe so you never miss any new episodes. Let's get started. So, really quickly, check out our recent episodes that we released. Abby released a beach how-to and a vacation summary, and I released a vacation summary, and I also released an ending animal cruelty. Warning, that episode is explicit. I say a few bad words, but I promise you it's the only time I'll ever do it. Sorry, it was an important topic to me, and I was just cussing over the fact that people are stupid sometimes. But anyway, make sure to check out those episodes, and then check out our latest group episode, which is Pop Culture and Potato Caillou. Okay, now on to today's Elle's Help. Okay, so the first thing is the packing. Usually I don't get my own suitcase, but this year for spring break I did because I don't have a current backpack because we're packing up a lot of our stuff because we're thinking about moving out of our current house. But oh, my doggy's here. Come here, Louie. Hey, Bubbers. Hi. So I'm actually recording in the carriage house and loft of my cousin's home in Ohio. That's where we went. We were in Columbus, Ohio for spring break to visit family. And he just went up in the loft. So, hey, Louie, come here. He's been a guest on the podcast a few times, but we had to send him off. He cannot be up there because I'm worried he's going to wake an animal. So, go downstairs, buddy. I know. I love you. So, we're outside, actually. It's really nice out today. But, anyway, I, got a suitcase this year. It's like a small one, but here is a packing tip. I usually stop coming up here, buddy. Sorry, my dog's crazy. So here, just sit with me. Usually I have a backpack, so here's a good way to pack it. Normal backpacks will have their giant pocket and then a front pocket and some side pockets, but it could vary. So what you want to do is you'll want to have however many pieces of clothing that you need. So for shirts, you're going to fold in the sleeves, no matter if they're short sleeves or long sleeves. And then you're going to want to fold the top where the neck is. Buddy, he just knocked something over. Oh my gosh, I really thought that wasn't an animal. You're going to want to fold the top where the neck is down to the bottom of the shirt, then fold it again in half and roll it up and put it in your bag. For pants, you'll want to fold the pants in half and then roll those up too. For undergarments, you'll want to put in your second pocket, plus you'll want a bag for toiletries, makeup, etc., whatever you're going to need for vacation. In the side pockets, if you have a water bottle, I don't recommend putting them in, even though that's four water bottles, because it could potentially spill. So if you have extra, like an eyeglasses case, if you have medicine, if you have stuff like for stuff you have to use on an everyday basis, put those in the side pockets. And then what I like to do is I'll put my makeup box, like a small makeup bag, inside my backpack too. Next up is how you're going to set up the car. So say you're in a family of three, or a family of five like me. We just recently got a truck a few months ago, and so it has six seats, three in the back and then two in the front, and then a seat that folds. And then our van has two driver seats and then five seats for kids. But we were using the truck because it has a trunk and we could put all our luggage. So what you're going to do if you are setting up and your parents allow you to set up your area, is you're going to have whatever seat you're sitting in. You're going to want to put your bags at either your feet or in the trunk, wherever your parents are putting your luggage. What I have is a fun bag, which is like notebooks, pens, pencils, chargers, books, my iPad, stuff that I use to entertain myself when we're driving. And so you're going to want to have your fun bag, like a bag or a purse or a backpack or whatever, and put that at your feet. I usually take naps when I'm on a vacation, and so what I'll do is I will also grab a blanket and a pillow and easy accessible. What you'll also want to do is if you have like three siblings and they're sitting like all in a row, you're going to want to make space for them, but also make it comfortable for you. Lastly, if you want, if it's two people in the back with you, then you can have a bucket in the middle seat, which is what we do sometimes, to put some stuff like snacks for you and your sibling to share if you can make it through the day without fighting like me. Okay, so the last thing I'm going to say for vacation is three fun games you can play with your family. The first one is what me and Abby do, Would You Rather. You can go around the passengers in your car and they can say Would You Rather while the other passengers say their answer and why. It's an easy, simple, quick game and it's really fun. The second game is something that I call Spot It Out. It's sort of like I Spy. So you're gonna have a piece of paper for each of your family, or somebody can keep the score, either one, individual or one. And what you'll do is the person who is keeping the score, or any people, like you can only make one person say the question, or you can go around to each person, says, for example, find three stop signs. And so each stop sign will equal a point. And someone says the question. Everybody has written it down. Once everybody's gone around, like the car, saying what they want, what you should look out for or spot or find, then you're gonna look for those for the rest of the drive. You can be doing other stuff too, but just keep a lookout. And at the end of the day, whoever has the most points can either win an award or just say that they won. But, so kind of how that works though is where, like, if you say, find three stop signs, like I said, you have to be on the lookout for that. And so let's say, like, you want to write down, say you have a family of five, mom, dad, sibling. You want to write down each question that the sibling said they wanted to do. So say your sister said find two rest stops and your brother said find one blue truck. You're gonna write like the question and then write if you accomplish that. So anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this vacation episode. I hope you subscribe so you never miss an episode of My Coffee Companion. Check out more Elle's Help, Abby DIY, and My Coffee Companion episodes, and we hope that we're making more episodes soon. And if you want, now you can go to anchor.fm to make your own podcast, and definitely check out Anchor, the podcast making app. Also, what you can also do is, if you want, you can send in a voice message if you have the Anchor app. We'd love to hear from you, hear your ideas, hear your would you rather answers, you name it. So send us a voice message in the Anchor app. See you guys next time on Elle's Help. Bye!